News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
9 MEPs are going to undertake a 3-day fact-finding mission to Dublin to examine challenges linked to accessing housing and to review policy responses at local and national levels. Eoin O'Riordan, Labour Party MEP for Dublin, is with us. Eoin, of all of the places to go to look at how to deliver housing, I wouldn't have thought we were top of the list.
Well, I think it's important that the European Parliament does go to Dublin. I mean, as a Dublin MEP, I've been prioritising housing since I got elected, and we now have a housing commissioner, a housing committee, and a housing report, which I was the main negotiator for my group, which was passed by Parliament. So the European institutions haven't always been associated with housing. It's been a kind of a national competence or viewed as such. But there is a lot that the European institutions can do. For example, the local authorities in Ireland collectively, if we want them to be more involved in housing, they need to be able to borrow more. They're restricted by the state aid rules that are put down by the financial institutions of the European Union, and they have been relaxed to allow local authorities to get more involved. And other practical measures such as short-term lets, we're waiting for new regulations at European level on short-term lets as well. So for these few days, the Housing Committee, chaired by my colleague from my own SND political group, Irina Tenagli, are visiting, you know, a number of projects, stakeholders, Ivy Trust, Focus Ireland, the Minister and the Oireachtas Committee as well. So we've got a lot of work to do.
But are they visiting with a view to seeing what can the European Union do to alleviate the problems we now face, or are they arriving to see best practice?
A little bit of both. I mean, clearly, you know, this is a group which is made up of people of a right-wing perspective and people of a left-wing perspective. People of a right-wing perspective want to, I think, push the agenda that there's too much regulation, that we need to get a lot of the regulations out of the way to facilitate developers to develop. People from my perspective want to see some of the harder cases of homelessness, to be honest, and unaffordability, which is at the heart of this crisis. So there's very much a split of opinion when it comes to the housing problem at European level. We've had endless debates in the Housing Committee, and the report was a very tough thing to negotiate because, as I say, there are those who just think that developers should be allowed to build whatever developers want to build, and there are those of us who feel that actually the focus on homelessness and on tenants' rights and on evictions is really hurting families and children, and that's where the focus needs to be. So there's a balance as to who we're meeting today and over the coming days in Dublin.
Now, you mentioned the relative competences. There may be a split of opinion across Europe as to how to deal with housing pressures. There's also a vast array of methodologies, some of them private sector-led, some of them national government-led, some of them local government-led, and there is a vast array of different forms of bureaucracy in each of the member states. So is there really a coherent role that the European Union as an entity can have across a bloc that is so complex in how it answers those kind of pressures?
I believe so. I mean, if you take the local authorities in Ireland, which, you know, have various different, I suppose, relationships with their housing stock or traditions when it comes to providing housing, the Dublin local authorities will be much more identifiable with housing traditionally. The collective borrowing capacity of the 31 local authorities in Ireland is 118 million. That's all they could borrow collectively tomorrow if they wanted to borrow. And that was the reason for that, is because of the constraints that are put down by the Irish financial institutions, which in tow were, you know, constricted by the state aid rules, which have now been relaxed. So the local authorities can now get more involved in housing if they so wish, and if their elected members wish them to do so, because of that change at European level, and indeed short-term lets. Now, you're right, that there's a different approach in places like Barcelona. They have an absolute ban on short-term lets coming in 2028. We would have a different approach where we understand that certain, if you like, tourist destinations would rely heavily on short-term lets, and that's understandable. But in Dublin, we have this bizarre situation where tourists are living in homes and families are living in hotels. So it's gone completely the wrong way. So we need to have a level of regulation from European level to have that balanced approach. But fundamentally, the European Union is struggling with an identity crisis for many of its citizens who feel it's not responding to the needs of citizens, and it is under pressure from far-right elements across the European Union who are saying that it's not working, that it's too bureaucratic, bureaucratic that it doesn't care about citizens. So the fundamental number one issue in people's lives, to be honest, in many member states and indeed in Dublin and across Ireland, is housing. So we have to be seen to respond in terms of housing as much as we do in terms of security or competitiveness or other issues.
Eoin, thank you very much for your time. Eoin O'Riordan, Labour Party MEP for Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.